to Not So Live from Asteroid G, smothered in cheese and baked in the oven. I'm your host, Mike Finkelstein.
Your buddy, Mike the Ghoul here with a personal pie for his own heart. We got some Donato's pizza we're going to eat, kind of, I'm eat live, and we're going to talk about it.
Yes, this podcast not presented either by Red Robin or Donato's. I went to Red Robin with some family recently, and while we were there, we saw that Red Robin has Donato's pizza as an appetizer, which is weird. It's a weird choice for an appetizer, but I'm like, man, I haven't had Donato's in so long because they're out in Indiana, but they're not really known here on the East Coast. And I'm like, okay, I'm going to get one for an appetizer for the table. And everyone loved it. And I told you about it. And then you're like, yeah, I'll go try it. I've not had them before or in a while or something. So,
yeah.
And so you
I've never had them.
Robin. There you go.
Yeah, I went. The standard stuff there, right? Like they got like your cheese, your veggie, your meat lover. I went with the hot honey pepperoni.
Okay.
Because like I feel like that's one that like, you know, you kind of can get almost anywhere right now. It's a pretty standard one. Mm-hmm. It's going to taste good because it's going to taste like hot honey pepperoni, cheese, tomato. Like you really can't mess this up. And I've never had Donato's. So you've had them living from where you lived.
I
didn't have much of an expectation. I did have a few bites on the way home. Fair point. I was hungry. It was good. I don't want to be lie and not say like I'm having it for the first time. The second, like, no, I ate a little bit.
Right now, they're a fairly standard thinner hand tossed pizza. If you get the normal done square cut style Sicilian or however you want to call it. So yeah, like nice little square cuts, which are nice little bites. Honestly, when you get to the corners, those are great.
All right. The little corners right there were great. Like this reminds me of a there's a place local here in Maryland called Lido's Pizza. Same kind of deal. Thin crust, rectangle, square cut like this. Tastes almost exactly the same. So like I'm down for this. Like, is this the best pizza I've ever had? No. Is it good pizza? Yeah, it's good. Is it New York pizza? No. Is it good for what you're getting? Absolutely. So solid. Yeah, B+. Yeah,
my opinion, especially because it's weird because it's in Red Robin now, which was what really struck me. Like, so it's this thing where, one, I didn't expect Donato's to be in Red Robin, and we'll go over the flavor of the pizza in just a little bit. I didn't expect, like neither that combination nor the fact to just find Donato's in general, but also it's this weird thing of, like, why would you put Donato's in Red Robin? Because Red Robin's food is shitty, and Donato's isn't that shitty. Like, you're outclassing your own shit with an appetizer here, guys.
It's so funny that you say appetizer, too, because, like, when I ordered it online, picked it up, and it was, you know, 10-inch, 14, 16, and, like, cauliflower crust. And you had said appetizer. I'm like, you could, you know, get a 16-inch appetizer pizza for the table, I guess.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah, it's
they're,
weird,
they're, like,
right?
Meals in themselves, too. It's definitely weird as an appetizer.
Well, and that's the thing. It's like, if you go on the Red Robin, you actually go in and sit down at the restaurant, they have their appetizers listed, and one of the things they list in the appetizer section is Donato's pizza. And I'm like, what? They have an insert, and you can get it as a meal or whatever else. And someone at the table also ordered a pizza just for themselves as their meal. But, like, you can just get it as a appetizer, quote-unquote, for the table, which kind of shows how skewed American appetizer sizes are anyway. Like, we're calling this an appetizer. It's a full-size pizza. Well, I guess. But, I mean,
it's so funny to think of, right? Like, I've seen this, like, Instagram post before that's like, can I interest you in eating 6 mozzarella sticks? And they're like, oh my god, no, what's wrong with you? And like, what if I deep fried them and gave you red sauce away? And they're like, oh yeah, can I have 2? Like,
suddenly it's an appetizer.
It's so weird.
Can I have that with like a full 12-ounce steak meal on the side? Like, yeah, no, it's crazy. Right. But as far as appetizer sizes are concerned, if you want to show off like a full-size piece of it, a Donato's square-cut piece of pizza isn't that big. Like, it's see, that's a small size. 2 or 3 of those is an appetizer. It's not that big. You're like talking a couple potato skins or something.
Exactly.
Group of 6 or 7 people and you get a 10-inch for the table. That's an app. That's not that big.
It is.
Yeah. It's not that bad.
And the way it's cut is definitely geared towards sharing.
Yeah.
You know, like, it's not cutting your typical pizza triangles or whatever. It's a square. Like, it gives you the odd kind of like cheese only, like, you know, no crust pieces from like the very center, like this, which are just like, they're weird, but then they're like almost the best part because, like, yes, you don't get the crunchy of the crust, but like you have all the cheese and meat that is like offered because you're at the center of the pie.
Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah,
so good all around. I like it. I'm a pizza guy though. Like, I'll eat pizza four nights a week if I could. Like, it's just, it's a simple meal. I just, God. My wife says pizza again. I'm like, it's $2 for a slice at Costco around the corner. Like, it's an easy dinner. I don't got to think. Like,
this is not on you, but I don't know what it is for my finding co-hosts on this podcast that will live like bathed in pizza. Cause Josh, who was on here before you did, before he had to go off and do other stuff, his favorite food was pizza. And I swore, I was like, dude, when you die, they're going to do an autopsy and your veins are going to be like stuffed crust pizza cheese, just straight through. Like, it's
so funny. Yeah. I mean, it is like, I mean, if you think about it, like, we grew up in a time period where it was like food pyramid bullshit that like is not nowadays thing, but that was like your grain, your meat, your dairy, and your vegetable. And like, that is what pizza is in a whole. Like, you have all of that in there in some form.
Kinda.
So, in a way, you know, don't listen to my health advice.
Yes.
I mean, but it's still there in some capacity. Okay. Any way you slice it. Like, it's just, I mean, it's, if you were looking for like a square meal based off of shit we learned growing up, like, pizza fit the bill, which is also why you got it for Fridays, probably at school to have a little bit of fun with you.
Yeah.
But overall, it's a very solid buy, you know. Yeah, like I said, if you're East Coast, like, and lived here for a long time in this general like Northeast area, a little North Virginia, you'd know Lido's Pizza in this area. So this, you would be familiar with this. But like, as far as Zatto's goes, for my first experience, I liked it. It was good.
Yeah, it's, so to go over the flavor of it, because we've just been discussing stuff. Like, the crust is, it's not cracker thin. It's a little thicker without being like super floppy. And it has, it's a basic crust flavor. It's not like super dramatic. The flavor of it comes from the well-seasoned cheese, the herb mix on top, and the pepperoni, which is salty and spicy generally on its own. I usually just get the basic pepperoni. You got the hot honey. So how is the hot honey flavor itself on there?
Hot honey flavor itself is good. Like, it's almost like, hey, I had this, like, you know, you have a protein shake and it's like, oh, I had this vanilla banana protein shake. Oh, actually, I just had a banana protein shake. Is it that it just tastes like banana when you put that banana in anything? When you put hot honey on things, it's always going to have that like almost over the top sweetness of honey before you get the heat. But they do balance it quite well in the design of the pizza with the crushed red pepper that they put like right on top. Like, I love putting crushed red pepper on my pizza. I didn't have to add it here. Like, you can see, like, there's crushed red pepper covered in this pizza. And that's what I'd make mine look like, you know, if I'm putting it on a slice. And I didn't have to put any on here. So they did a very good job balancing the flavors, I think. But hot honey maybe wasn't the best choice for a introduction, because like I just said, it makes it taste like hot honey no matter what. But overall, I like what I got here. I think this is a fine pizza for the price, the location. I would have to go out of my way to get it again because I had to kind of go a little south of here to get it. But like, you've traveled so much to do certain things, like, you know, me driving a half hour ain't no big deal. And I like it.
Closest Red Robin for me, a sample again, is I think 50 minutes away, or I have to go to Northern Virginia, which is 3 hours away. So it's like, you know, it's an excursion for me to get Donato's. I got it in Northern Virginia because I thought it was just like, oh, look, this is something I haven't had in a while. It's great. But
yeah.
It is what it is. No, but the thing I liked about Donato's at the time when I got it in Indiana is I liked its consistency. I liked it's like any pizza joint, you feel like you're going to get the same one every time. And Donato's is very consistent. It's good. It's crunchy. It's little soft. It has that nice saltiness to it. As far as different pizza places, we're not talking Lido's. We're talking the big chains, Domino's, Pizza Hut, Papa John's. Donato's was at the top of my list. It's just, they're not around most places.
Yeah, I would agree with that. I think if I'm not going, you know, like we just said, Alito's or margarita pizzas around here that are all like part of the same pasta blitz family, like, you know, what kind of pie, they're all the same. If I'm not going that route, I would go this before I went like a Pizza Hut or a Domino's, I think. And I'm a big fan of Pizza Hut. Like, I am. They closed one about 5 minutes away from us, which is upsetting. But we got another one maybe 15 minutes away, which isn't so bad. But, I mean, this is a solid pie. And if this was closer than a half hour, this would be a go-to, I think.
Yeah. And I think that's like, when we have conventions or gaming events that we go to for the Final Fantasy Randomizer community we're part of, I could see, like, there are Donato's nearby, get, like, four or five pies, and we'll just, like, sit there and cruise while we're doing stuff.
We definitely could. Yeah, if there's one of these in West Virginia close to where we're going to be in a couple months, like,
yeah,
done.
Absolutely. Okay. Mm-hmm. So I'll let you finish your lunch, and we'll get back to other stuff later on with the recording sessions. This has been Not So Live from Asteroid Gene, just soaking in the grease. I'm your host, Mike Finkelstein.
Your buddy, Mike the Ghoul, enjoying the thin crust and this overall doughiness of life here with this pizza. So
we will see you all next time.